Hello and welcome to another episode of Fuse News. Today we are joined by some of our seniors, Niamh, Joe, Logan and Ellie, who have came up with some questions to ask Fuse staff James.
Right, who's asking the first one then? Who's in the hot seat?
Me.
It's not me.
Right, favourite food.
Favourite food. Now, which kind of food are we talking here?
Edible
food.
Food.
Edible food.
Are we talking edible food? Oh, I thought
food.
It was edible. I was going to say crayons, but no. Burgers. We'll go with burgers. Good cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
What's your favourite colour?
Ooh. Between metallic red and metallic gold.
Nice.
What's your favourite football team?
Don't like football team. Worked for them all. Don't care. That's an easy one. I literally worked for them all.
Who's your favourite staff member?
Ooh.
Oh.
Favourite... you just won't know him. Alan.
Right. Dream job.
Dream job? A mattress tester, because I don't need to leave my bed.
Okay,
can I read the next question?
Yeah. Favourite game show? I feel like you would be a Crystal Maze type of person.
Crystal Maze would be good, but I don't think yous would know it. Do you know the game show Fort Boyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
What's
oh,
that?
Fort Boyard is great. You'll need to speak up a wee bit because of where you're standing.
What
man
is it?
That's great. You're the one's been. I've never seen it. You make it sound like I've seen the
game. Favourite D&D character?
Oh.
D&D.
What, from the movie or just from the games?
Games.
From the games?
A movie?
A movie?
I thought we were talking about like the seniors.
Or
characters.
Yeah.
Or that.
Seniors, probably... See, I like Xander's one. Because it's something different. It's very Iron Man-esque.
Okay.
So, he's a dragonborn, but he has a suit of armour that he's magically made. Junior's has to probably be... Aiden's, because he's a paladin and he's learning it so well.
Favourite part of your job?
Favourite part of my job is probably just the freedom to do what I want. I can choose what I want to do each day. I don't get stuck having to answer phones, I don't get stuck having to stick to a script. I get to do what I want.
That is the fun part, to be fair.
Yeah.
That does seem fun. What made you want to work here?
So I started as the social media guy 6 years ago here.
Wow,
so I was good at social media. It was something that seemed easy, and the youth work part terrified the hell out of me. So it was the social media side that I was looking forward to, but now I'm more social. Now I'm more youth work than I'm social media.
Favorite thing that's happened in your life?
Favorite thing that's happened in my life. And then we're really going to be showing my age
over
here. Wait to make me feel old, Logan.
Don't say 60s.
How old
60s?
Are you?
60s.
You're in the 30s.
Well, according to the juniors, I'm 500. Logan and Davey.
Sorry,
any interaction I've had with a dog,
I'm going to
any interaction.
I
want to
sleep with
cats
and dogs.
Me too. I'm more a cat person too, Joe. Don't worry,
I'm
on
I'm
your side.
I'm going to put a complaint in HR about you.
Favourite memory of your job?
Favourite memory of my job? I don't know, there's a couple. I'd say the first one that comes to mind is watching the Inspire group going and actually doing a great presentation to earn that money for the D&D event. That's probably been my favourite part.
That was fun. Do you prefer juniors or seniors to work in?
Ooh. Now that's a tough one.
Getting controversial.
Yeah, it is controversial. So
remember, you're talking to seniors.
I am talking to seniors. So I like the fact that you can have better conversations in seniors. Rather than someone in juniors constantly saying the same 5 things to you within a space of 30 seconds. But I feel like the enthusiasm from juniors is way higher. So I can kind of, I like both, but for very different reasons. So
yeah. It's
kind of hard to pick between them.
But if you could only do one.
If I could only do one, you're really trying to put me on the spot here when you're doing their job for them. We'll go with seniors then, seeing as you are here and I'm feeling pressured.
You're only doing that because we're here, but if the seniors were here, if the juniors were here or not,
you
would
probably
say
juniors. Remember, I have the power to tell the juniors. I'll tell
the juniors myself.
What?
You missed the question where I said that I have the freedom to do what I want. I'll tell the juniors.
That's
that.
True.
Who is your favourite wrestler?
Growing up, it was The Undertaker. It was just the respect he garnered from his peers, which was always my thing.
The next question is not on the sheet, but I really want to know if you prefer Marvel to DC.
Marvel 100%. I'm literally, wearing Doctor Strange cloak in a Marvel belt.
Fair enough.
That anyway, way.
What did you do before working at Fuse?
A job here with Community Jobs Scotland. So going back the way, so job at Fuse, unemployed, Community Jobs Scotland, working in the retentions department for Sky TV. So I got free Sky TV for a couple of months.
Brilliant.
Having people yell at me to try and cancel.
What is your favourite Fuse trip?
Favourite Fuse trip? See, I've not done that many trips when I think back to it. I think I've done maybe 4 or 5 in the 6 years I've been here. There's two. Alton Towers would be one, taking the seniors to Alton Towers. Just because going to Alton Towers, who's not going to like that. Second one would probably be not long after I started. We took some of the seniors to City Chambers for Fuse that won Glasgow Eastern team of the year, I think it was. So Fuse won an award in the year I joined. Not to say
the Inspire trip where we clapped for Duncan.
That was my idea. I can't sit there. I know I've got an ego, but come on.
That was a good trip though. What is your favourite moment for your previous job?
I've got a bunch of them. Ones where I was working outside the Scottish football team's locker rooms, so getting to see all them, that was kind of cool. I've worked for concerts. Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi was fun. You don't know them?
I was going to say, obviously.
Robbie Williams.
I know Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, Living
on
a Prayer.
I don't know him personally.
Living
on a Prayer.
Is Robbie Williams not the guy that sung Candy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't listen to him
right
now. So, favourite memory from a previous job? Probably all those, like those are all wee daft wee experiences I had from working security.
Favourite movie?
Oh, so that's a difficult one because it just got sort of like matched between Avengers Endgame and Guardians Galaxy Volume 3. Between those two.
What about your Guide Dungeons and Dragons?
That's good, but it doesn't match. It doesn't meet up. I enjoyed that, but it's not a favourite.
To be fair, I did go see the new Dungeons and Dragons and not. The new Dungeons & Dragons and the new Guardians of the Galaxy 3, they were both amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one that's off topic, but if you were a supervillain, what would your supervillain name be?
My supervillain? Oh, that's an interesting one. You did throw me a curveball there. Supervillain name. That's a tough one. What would yours be? Let me ask yours. What would yours be? I'm going to throw yours in the hot seat.
I've never thought about that.
Oh, Jim! Yeah!
Already.
Oh, wait, Joe's got one.
Cosmos.
Cosmos?
My ideal superpower would be just to absorb light and then convert it into any superpower.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Ginger ninja.
Ginger ninja? No.
Ginger ninja.
No. Caitlin?
I have no idea.
So what? So given my previous pranks, cling film Carl.
Cling film Carl.
I filmed my phone too many times.
He filmed my shoes the last time I was in.
No, he like took. I didn't even realise my phone was missing until I was like, where is my phone? And then I was looking about for it and then he's like, go check behind the counter at school. Clean filmed, like, I mean, like, this thick man.
What's your favourite video game?
Favourite video game? See, I don't have one. Me and video games have kind of cut ties a wee bit.
Joe wants you to say Injustice.
I don't want you to see Injustice, I want them to be deadly honest.
I'm always deadly honest with the seniors. Like I'll try and tell all your seniors stuff that's happening in the club, get your opinions on stuff so that way I can feed it back. I'm always trying to be brutally honest, so I'm not taking the mic.
I've got an opinion. Get more food in.
Get more food in.
Because we're starving at
the moment. Right, how's it going from video games to food?
I don't know.
Because that's the way conversations go, Logan. But
exactly,
food was the first question as well. I know.
So, the video game stuff. See, I studied to be a video games designer, and that kind of fell flat on its face. So, studying to be a video games designer, UWS is a uni.
Ah.
For listeners and for the two hosts that don't know and sit and try to piece up.
The West of Scotland.
Yes.
See, I thought that by the
way. So UWS is the uni that I went to, done their games development course, and it was rubbish. Never decided to go further.
What's your favourite song and artist?
Song and artist? We'll go with Linkin Park, probably my favourite artist. because it's different for song and artist. So, Linkin Park.
Who?
Linkin Park.
You don't know Linkin Park? Wow.
In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I'll show you
the song after
I've
show
you. I've got one more
question for you. Wait, I'm just going to say, if you don't know Linkin Park, I'm judging you very hard.
That's your favourite artist, so what's
song?
Your favourite song?
Favourite song? Again, that changes. Smith & Myers' Panic is probably my favourite song now. Yeah, they don't know that.
That one,
I figured that one would not, but that's a good song. I like that song.
Got one question for you, James. Will you ever shave that beard of yours?
Yeah, trim it.
That isn't shaving.
Joe, the beard makes him iconic.
I got a haircut and you didn't recognise me.
Wait, what?
Yes, I got a haircut and you didn't recognise me.
Even I recognise his haircut.
Next question.
Most interesting fact about yourself.
I've done content creation for 6 years and raised about £600 for various charities. Controversial fact.
Opinion.
Controversial opinion.
This is a different question.
Alright, so what's the full question?
It says controversial opinion.
Have you got any controversial opinions on
stuff? Pineapple deserves pizza. To be on pizza. Ham, mushroom, and pineapple. Amazing.
Maybe not mushroom, but ham and pineapple.
Who's your favourite senior?
Favourite senior?
Just remember that we're senior.
Yeah. See, am I limited to only seniors that come the now or from all 6 years I've been here?
No,
all seniors that come
the now.
Now.
Yeah. And
been
also
now.
Ones from before, because obviously the answer would be me.
And
not Tegan, it would be me.
No.
Tegan's a...
Tegan's
really
good. Keegan?
What?
Keegan.
Keegan?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
If you can call him Tegan, that's who.
Yeah!
Wait till
no,
he hears this.
No, he doesn't care. He knows that I call him Tegan.
Right, that's
I'm
fair enough.
I'm call him Tegan.
Just
now.
As long as you're okay with him calling you Mo.
I'm fine either way. As long as it doesn't.
Right, favourite senior that comes the now. I'm going to say Cody.
Yay, Cody!
Cody comes in and she takes part in like anything you ask her to. Even stuff you don't ask her to, she'll take part in.
Yeah.
So I feel like, we'll say Cody.
I don't think Stacey answered that one.
Favourite previous senior? Remember I'm sitting
there. Well, where you're sitting there. I'd probably have to say you and Keegan.
No, just me.
You and Keegan, I'll say.
No, that's attention hogging.
Attention hogging.
Right. Would you rather... stay on Earth or go to a different planet, but have to stay there forever.
Follow-up question.
One person that you can take away.
Oh, didn't you take somebody?
No.
No, I mean, you can take your dogs.
That's fine, Pluto.
What?
Easy.
Pluto with Tessa and Nova.
Yes.
I didn't ask you what.
Furthest
what
away
so.
From everyone. Be amazing.
You do realise even going to the moon's far away from everyone?
It's not far enough. People have been to the moon. They could go back. And I will not accept this moon landing was a conspiracy.
There's a picture of something in the moon behind you.
I know, that's what made
me
ask.
That's a clip art guy, that's not an actual
thing.
Actually, yes.
That's what made me ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Any more? Any follow up?
Any questions for us?
Any questions for yous? Oh, see, this is where I could be really. Very much a youth worker.
Yeah,
I could be very much a youth worker person, or I could just try and take the mic with you.
Because it's me editing this,
so I could sit there and listen to it. But then it also means I need to listen to my voice more. These are all constantly being asked in schools and things like that, what do you want to be when you grow up and stuff, and it's really difficult to, you might know, you might not kind of thing. So just in this current moment in time, what would you like to do when you grow up?
Child development officer and work in nurseries. And that's the exact same thing as I want to do.
What about yourself, Joe?
Huh?
What about yourself? At this current moment in time, what would you like to do when you're older?
Art designer or chef?
Nice.
Because I think it's important to make that distinction. Like, ask me what you want to do, grow up, it feels very final.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? So,
right, this is my lifelong mission. I declare that I will go to the moon after
really?
2 years.
After 2 years?
Yeah, I'm never going to the moon.
Mm. And then, what do you want in the senior club?
Okay, I want food, mortgage.
I knew he was going to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's the chef in.
Yeah, I just hire a chef,
yeah.
I just do that.
If we could get a special guest in for the podcast for you to interview,
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
How would we get them?
There are so many people that would be interesting to interview for the podcast that are just
one?
Local. Lou Fitesco was here. She would be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The community champion for the area.
Anyone that you'd like to have on the podcast, even if it's someone.
Emma. I'd like to have her in the hot seat and I'd like to full on
interrogate
her.
Emma,
another senior member.
Mr. Graham.
No, no, I would.
Because he used to be in the army.
Can I say someone who I thought would be good? Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, I will.
Yes.
I think that would be a brilliant one.
No, if
Mr.
you can get Lewis Capaldi, I will
Mr.
come up
Miller's
here
like
ask him for his autograph.
So,
I had Mr. Graham. Did he know he did just be in the army?
Yeah, he used to be in the army.
No. Get my head teacher in here. I think I'd run off a seal.
We'll get him in the side door, it's okay.
Yes.
And then I'll sneakily come in.
Yeah, we'll just lock the door behind you.
No, no, you don't do that. Don't be in a room with him. I'm actually full of going, hey.
How do you think I feel? I was in a car with him with Dr. Scott going to Riverside Primary to tell them about my experience at the school.
I think yous are brave saying all this when this is being recorded.
That's
right. See if they hear it, they hear it.
That's
Miss McGann.
Yeah, she's lovely.
I would actually love to be interviewed in that John be full and interrogated. Like,
can I interrogate
talking.
Emma? Like,
sure.
Today? Can I bring her up here and interrogate her?
Not today, but
maybe
another
today.
Time.
What year are you all in there?
S1.
S1 to?
Sixth year, just left school.
Congratulations. Wait, so have you finished your last exam?
Oh,
okay.
Damn.
Do you have any advice for these two?
Don't see, to be honest, right, my biggest advice, and this is what I put in my yearbook, don't trust the friends you've got now, because they will betray you. And
what
just
about the
stick into school, follow your heart. That's all I've got to say.
I'm leaving in fourth year, I don't care. I'm not doing exams.
That's actually kind of interesting. Could you remind me of one thing from university that I got told was the people that you make in college and university stick with you, so if you don't go to university, it's the college friends you keep.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that's true. I've got a guy from uni that I speak to more than I speak to anybody else.
Well, I mean, I doubt Emma's gonna be betraying me. I've not been pals for since nursery, so I doubt she's gonna be leaving anytime soon.
Well,
after an interrogator, that might be different.
Yeah,
I'm gonna full on interrogate her.
This will be the day that James leaves his job now because of this.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't know. I've already handed him a notice 2 weeks ago. This is the last day. Here you go. You can even have the spotlight.
Uh-huh, I'm going to put it on. I'm just going to have me and her in on someone who is. And I'm just going to full on interrogate her.
Right.
I'll just start crying.
Right.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Well, this ain't really a question. I am asking you to do something.
What?
Can you tell us an interesting story?
An interesting story? How long have you got?
Like, 2 hours.
Right, so what interesting story about what? Give me something.
Anything like
2 minutes.
Your life.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Right.
Does that mean it's 18?
Anything from life?
Like anything from your life.
From my life? I've had Dynamo walk past me, who's a magician. He's my name from TV. Dynamo, the magician. I've worked backstage at X Factor. So I've had Louis Walsh, Simon Cowell and all that walk past me. I've worked in Parkhead locker rooms, Scottish team locker rooms, Ibrox. I've worked at every football stadium up and down the UK.
Celtic?
Yep.
Lucky.
I've worked in the pit for Red Hot Chili Peppers, AC/DC, Stone Roses. I've worked down Hyde Park Festival. Yeah, you don't know half of them. Decent music, at least.
No,
I'm
going to act like I know who we're talking about here.
Yeah,
that's
fine. It's fine. I'll just put them on and I'll educate you as weeks go on. Can
I think we could get Ed Sheeran then.
Ed Sheeran?
That would be good if we could. But
he's busy fighting the copyright law.
Yeah.
Which he won.
I feel like Lewis Capaldi, he's pure straight up though. He doesn't really.
Grado would be fun to get in.
Who?
Well, we already know where Grado stands. He ignored your DM.
Well, we don't know if he ignored it. He could have seen it.
Who's Grado?
Wrestler. Scottish wrestler. From
see when we done
the
WWE thing downstairs?
Right.
That was the character I based my novel.
If
Lewis
Capaldi does come in though, we can ask him to sing one of his songs.
Oh, that'd be heavenly.
If he wants to.
His songs make me great, so no, he's not singing one of his songs.
Songs is not the latest one. The latest one's quite sad.
Yeah.
It's not sad enough to be point your ball in your eyes out, but it's quite sad.
I think we should get Mr. Graham in here.
Yeah.
I'll throw out the end of it, then.
Yeah, you do that. I'm not going up to him.
I'll say it was your idea.
No, you don't say it's my idea. You don't know my second of it, right?
Yeah,
yes,
so
yes, we do.
Yes, I do.
No, we say it's her idea, Neve's.
It's my idea.
Final words, pineapple goes on pizza.
No!
Thank you to the seniors who came up today to interview James and to James for answering these questions for them. And thank you as well to those of you who have joined in today to listen to today's podcast. And make sure to tune in next time for our next episode of Fuse News.